Breaking news on WTOP.
President Trump has pardoned his first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who twice pleaded guilty to lying to investigators about his conversations with Russia's ambassador. The president writes on Twitter, "It is my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon." And joining us live to talk about it, ABC News political director Rick Klein, who is with us via Skype. Rick, what is your initial analysis and reaction to this?
What a strange but maybe not unexpected end to a long legal saga that has been one of the longest running of the entire Trump presidency. As you said, we're talking about a man who only served 22 days as national security advisor. He was fired from the job when it was revealed that he had lied to Mike Pence and others about those conversations. Those folks then went on to defend him and then followed a second guilty plea, cooperation with Robert Mueller and his investigators, and then a legal turnabout, an effort by the Department of Justice under Attorney General Barr to get the case dismissed. That effort was ongoing. May or may not have been resolved before Inauguration Day, January 20th, but that is now all moot because of this pardon, and Michael Flynn does not have to worry about any more legal fallout from this very strange and very long-running case that brought so much of the Russia investigation to light.
Just to add a couple of details to what you're saying, the Flynn case has been knocking around the legal system for a time. The Justice Department moving to pull the case against him after direct pressure from President Trump. And of course, you had the judge overseeing it saying, no way, I'm not going to do that. So really, was this the only way out for Flynn?
Well, it was the only way to guarantee that he would have the opportunity to not worry about this. I think that the Biden Justice Department almost certainly would have stopped this in its tracks and brought back the original guilty plea and brought forward sentencing. But in any event, this is now, I mean, it's a pretty raw use of the presidential pardon power. He has that power. But even the Department of Justice has said they wanted to see this work its way through the courts. Democrats have been fierce in responding. Adam Schiff, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, calling President Trump crooked to the end, and other Democrats questioning the impact this will have on the Trump legacy, which they say is being impacted in a very negative way by acts like this. And keep in mind, he's got 2 months left as president. There could be other things like it.
Who is next? Steve Bannon, perhaps?
Steve Bannon. We already know that Roger Stone has been on that list. I think Bannon is a possibility. Paul Manafort, another person that's remained loyal to President Trump. There may be more obscure cases as well that get some use of presidential pardons. We're in an odd situation now where the president is virtually the only figure who is not conceding that he lost the election, but at the same time, acting like this sure makes it seem like he knows he's out the door.
What about talk of the president pardoning himself? That's tricky in all kinds of ways, given that he would only possibly face charges for things once he's out of office.
Yeah, I mean, there's two reasons that this is complicated. One is he could only pardon himself for federal crimes. That doesn't do anything about potential state violations, and we know that the officials in New York are looking at a range of issues that could impact him. The second is the legal theory under which he'd be pardoning himself has just never been tested. It's possible that prosecutors in a Biden Justice Department would test that theory that one can pardon himself. It's never been done before. The famous case of Nixon being pardoned, of course, was done by his successor, President Ford. So unless President Trump leaves early and lets Mike Pence pardon him, then he would be in the position of having to do that for himself. And we've seen now some prominent allies of the president ask him to do this to try to lift any haze that might be around him, but it would be of questionable legality.
Rick, you're going to have to develop a lot more gray hair before you move from political director to presidential historian, although I do predict that for you one of these days. If you want to put that hat on kind of early, finally, can we talk about what all of these pardons do to the institutions and to the systems? All presidents on their way out the door have pardoned some people, but the way this president has used this particular power.
Well, he used the power early on as well. Joe Arpaio, the controversial sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, was the first recipient of a pardon. Clearly, political motivations were at mind. The president used pardons at times to curry favor with particular celebrities like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. No president has gone outside the normal channels as often as regularly as the president has, sometimes pardoning people essentially on Twitter with no paperwork even to follow. I think it's part of the way that the president has used executive powers unlike any president before. This is a distinctively Trumpian use of the power.
We sure appreciate hearing from you just ahead of Thanksgiving, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, Dimitri.
That's Rick Klein. He's ABC News political director, and he is joining us on the news that President Trump has pardoned his first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, this evening.